It's time for high school basketball coverage right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. We've got you covered from all the big shots, the defensive plays, and all-around hoops action right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. Now we send it to the court for tonight's high school basketball action right here on Kansaland Radio.
We welcome you back here to our high school basketball game of the week on KNZA 103.9. A lot of game of the weeks, of course, or games of the week. Is coming down the home stretch, just a couple games left on the high school basketball regular season schedule. And no bigger game tonight, not just in the Big 7, but really in this area. This boys' contest is going to be absolutely fantastic, as it's number one in 3A, Sabetha at 17-0. Welcoming in the newly ranked cause of Perry LeCompton, number 10 in 3A in the latest rankings released earlier today by the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association. The cause at 14-3, 9-2 in league play, taking on the undefeated Blue Jays here tonight. Cast of characters with you, Brandon, Logan, Trenton, Mike, and Jake, and we are moments away from the starting lineups. But boys, real quick, we saw this first one play out back on January 13th. Came down to the wire. You had Matt Garber going against Cameron Kneiper. Those two went for both near 30, and Sabetha was able to hold on the road, 62-59. Since then, the cause have not lost a game. They have won eight straight, and Logan, we'll start with you again for the cause. Again, they've been rolling since that three-point loss.
Yeah, I mean, do you remember how that game started out? Perry Kneiper had the reverse.
Excuse me.
Kneiper had the reverse dunk. Kneiper had that reverse to start the game, and after that, Sabetha dominated the game up until halftime. Then Perry came out on like a 13-2 run, and then Sabetha took the lead back. They never relinquished. So Sabetha led pretty much wire to wire, but Perry had their moment. So can they take the early momentum tonight and play, make Sabetha play from behind this time around?
And now on the other side against Sabetha, they have already, you know, put themselves in position to win a league championship. Now there is a scenario, despite a win tonight, where they could still potentially tie. They would have to falter their last two games, but we don't see that being the case. They have been number one for over a month straight now. They have still yet to have that L on the scoreboard, and they sit here at 17-0. And right now, the team to beat, and obviously this will probably be their toughest test here in the final three.
Yeah, Brandon, and you said it. I mean, you're 11-0. Your next two after that are Perry and Holton. They're both 9-2. Biggest thing, though, here's the biggest problem. Holton is who you play Friday. You have to go to Holton. Perry, they have to go to Holton. Holton's last two games are both at home against Sabetha and Perry LeCompton. So Holton's got it pretty made if you look at the scheduling part. As far as the teams, not so much. Obviously, they have to go through Sabetha, and they're going to have to try to go through Perry as well. You think about it this way as well. The sub-state standings, we talked about in the girls' game, look at the guys. Sabetha is 17-0 on the season. Second seed is 16-2, and that's Marysville. Now, Sabetha has the head-to-head on them. Sabetha loses out. Marysville wins out. You know, Sabetha should get the one seed because of the head-to-head matchup.
All they would have to do is win one.
Yes.
They're going to lock up that one seed. But they, again, it's pretty top-heavy at their Marysville substate. Marysville very good in 3A as well, a top seven team. And
really
look at squad with 10 wins. But outside of that, it drops to under 10 wins. Yeah,
and really, you look at that, you think Effingham, again, it's one of those who have you played type of thing. You think the top two teams in that, Sabetha and Marysville, they should kind of run away with the semifinal matchup against each other in that one. The other substate, though, Perry. Perry LeCompton's in second seed in theirs currently behind Bishop Ward. If Bishop Ward was to falter and Perry could win out, Perry could get the one seed in theirs. Right now, they're the second. But if Perry loses a game and Aleza Heritage wins out, Perry moves down to three.
Yeah, and so, Ward and Heritage Christian are playing each other tonight for the second time.
Yes.
So that, Perry, you know, big game for them in multiple ways.
I mean, top to bottom, Perry's substate is certainly more balanced and top-heavy with a 15-win Bishop Ward team, Heritage Christian 13 wins, Moorhill Mounts Academy again a 12-win team right now trying to win the Northeast Kansas League. And we've seen Royal Valley play the Sabetha team to a single-digit, very close game earlier this year, and they're sitting there at the five seed. So, again, it is very balanced for Perry Substate. And as we mentioned on the other side for Sabetha at the Marysville Substate, it seems to be 1-2. Sabetha and Marysville potentially on a potential collision course maybe for that sub-state championship. But nonetheless, Sabetha controlling their path the rest of the way and as regards to winning an outright league championship and also putting themselves in the driver's seat in that Marysville sub-state as well. A little bit of pregame introductions. And Shriners on the floor. Is, of course, we have so many area athletes taking part in the Shrine Bowl coming up this summer. It's always fun to see who in the area gets selected for that. Really quick, before we kind of dive into this a little bit more, I want to mention we're actually going to have some coverage here on Saturday, some regional wrestling. We're going to have that for you here on the Sabetha Channel, Sabetha hosting their regional here. So we're going to have coverage all morning into the afternoon, basically from start to finish. We will have some coverage. I'll be here on Saturday, and we'll be rolling here on the Sabetha Channel as right now the Sabetha Blue Jay wrestling team, probably their best season, you could argue, maybe being put together in school history. They got multiple top two wrestlers in the state. They, I believe, are number two right now in the rankings in the 3-2-1A in the state. So they certainly have a lot of expectations and can certainly have a chance to win maybe a team title this year.
Right quick, guys. Trenton, I kind of want to go back to your point. You mentioned it, the dunk that Kniper had the first time these two teams matched up. Not to go away from your wrestling.
No, it's okay. I was just letting the listeners know. Saturday, we will have that coverage.
Here's what's going to be interesting tonight. The last time Cameron Kniper played in this gym, he broke the rim down here on this east end, and they had to go to the old gym and finish the game with 6 minutes left in it.
Let's not do that tonight.
Can we see
that
again?
Kind of a hassle for us to move all of this. So we're gonna hope he stays away from that.
I'm not going to say the game was shippy last time, but Kniper got teed. Davis Roki had a tee. I mean,
that was right off the bat.
Yeah, there was some words being exchanged. There's going to be trash talk. These two teams don't like each other. It's a highly competitive game, but it's going to be a good atmosphere. It's crowded here on the Sabetha side. I mean, Perry side's rather well filled out, so it should be a good game, but don't be surprised if we have to say there's a couple more technicals tonight.
Well, it is certainly going to be a lot of fun, and again, two of the top three teams and the best team in the state, Sabetha at 17-0, taking on the Cause at 14-3, who have won eight straight since the Blue Jays beat the Cause back on January 13th. So, again, a lot of fun expected here. We'll take one final timeout here in a moment. But first, we're going to dive quickly into the starting lineups. And it's expected. We knew kind of who these teams have started out for pretty much the entire season. It has not changed for both. And we'll start with the Road Dogs, as usual. Perry LeCompton, under second-year head coach Matt Simmons, now the number 10-ranked team in 3A at 14 wins, 3 losses. They are 9-2. In league play. They're going to go like this. It's going to start out with Jack Golden, a 6'3 senior at 2.8 points per game. Also in the backcourt is Eli Dean, a 5'10 sophomore, nearly 6 points and 4 rebounds per game. As good of a big three outside of Sabetha, really, you look at the next three we got for Perry. It's Gorski, Kniper, and Ball. We'll start with Kale Gorski, a 6'4 senior, nearly 7 points and 5 rebounds per game. Super athletic, big-time hops. He is one of the most better athletic kind of guys and forwards in this league. Gunner Ball, 6'3 senior, All-State honors a year ago, unanimous All-League a year ago, 15 points, 9 rebounds per game. And then Cameron Kniper, 6'4 senior, 19 points, or 18.7 to be exact. The transfer from Silver Lake has been nothing short of sensational for Matt Simmons in his second year. So again, for 3A number 10, Perry LeCompton tonight, and Matt Simmons, the starters, Gorski, Kniper, Ball, Golden, and Dean. For 3A number 1, Sabetha, the Blue Jays undefeated, 17-0, 11-0 in league play under 33rd year head coach Scott Berger, trying to do a fairy tale type of ending to his career as the final season for Scott Berger, and his business as usual, same starting five we've seen all year. Matt Garber, 6-foot senior, leading scorer, 18.5 points per game, unanimous all league, probably again this year, and All-State honors probably coming his way as well. Noel Niehaus in the backcourt, 6'3 senior, 3.5 points per game. Marcus Bauman, a 5'11 junior, 7.5 points per game. Then the Twin Towers, Davis Roki, 6'6 senior, 14-7 a game. And Christian McAfee, 6'3 junior, 11-8 per game. We got to step aside for a quick timeout. We're back with the tip-off in a moment. Don't go anywhere here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Pain is never normal, and if you are in pain, that is your body's way of telling you that something is not right. We have a 95% satisfaction rate treating neck pain, back pain, and headaches. The main reason we get the great results that we do is we emphasize teamwork between doctor and patient and place an emphasis on correcting the problems rather than managing them. Remember, pain is not normal, and if you are experiencing any of these conditions, our team at Lucret Chiropractic and Wellness is very successful treating them. Call us today at 284-0088.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
KNZA.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dent.
And we welcome you back here on KNZA 103.9. It's a state-ranked matchup. Number 1 and number 10 in Class 3A. All blue uniforms for Perry LeCompton on the road. The home whites for Sabetha. This was a three-point Sabetha win on January 13th, the return trip. And we are off and running. And it's Kniper way outside, missing a three. But an offensive rebound for Ball. He misses it, gets his own miss, and he puts it back up and in. Gunner Ball averaging 9 rebounds per game. He gets 2 offensive ones there and a cause 2-0 lead at 25 seconds in. Blue Jays with their first possession in the front court, going from left to right. We see a zone defense to start here for Perry LeCompton. They try to bounce one into the elbow, but able to chase it and save a turnover as McAfee. Here's Bauman backed up here left wing. Skips it right side of the floor with Garber. Now Niehaus a touch on the right wing. Back to Garber up top. Here is McAfee. Drives a little left kick. A three on the way is nothing but net for Marcus Bauman. It's three ball number 16 for Bauman. A minute in. 3-2. Sabetha by one. The Blue Jays come out man-to-man. As Ball trying to drive on Bauman. Gets to the elbow. Little fade away. Jay is pure. And Gunner Ball with the first four, and he's off to a hot start. 4-3 cause over a minute in.
Yeah, and Gunner Ball did not have that great of a game the first time these two teams met, so if he gets going tonight, look out.
Sabetha with it down one. They have been dominant this year. It's 17-0, averaging 62 points a game. They move it well here to the top. Garber tries to answer, and he does with a straight-on triple. Garber with three ball number 42, and now he comes away with a steal. Turnover by Perry LeCompton. Here's Garber, works it into the corner. 6-4, Sabetha by two. Not quite 2 minutes in. This is Roki on the wing. Nearly walked with it, gets it to Niehaus. Now Garber ball fakes in the corner. Roki a touch, gets to the rim, and he lays it in. Davis Roki settling in his first basket, and an 8-4 advantage for Sabetha 2 minutes into the game. Here is Gunner Ball at the point, guarded by Bauman. Good defense against pretty good offense. Now Ball will pull. It's an air ball. And Garber able to corral the miss. Here's Garber into the front court from left to right. Looks for Bauman. Has it. Corner three. Not this time off the heel. Tips out of bounds. And last touch by Perry. Good job by Niehaus underneath to keep the possession alive. 5:43 left to go, first quarter. Frantic pace. 8-4. Blue Jays up with the ball. Now Roki in the corner for three. This one rims out. McAfee, though, an offensive rebound. A little one-handed hook shot is no good on the return. Now Niehaus, an offensive rebound, so another opportunity for the Jays. Offensive rebounds, certainly something that Sabetha can do well. They average over 30 rebounds a game, one of the better rebounding teams in this conference. Of course, with McAfee and Roki. Now McAfee inside, another little one-hander, and he throws back up his miss, and it's good. McAfee, another offensive board. He sticks that one back, and the Blue Jays out to a 10-4 lead, 3 minutes in. Now a whistle in our first foul around the perimeter. They'll get McAfee a little bit antsy, trying to go for a steal. And we get our first sub. Senior Ty Williams will check in here for the cause, and Jack Golden will get a breather.
A couple Big 7 League boys score updates at the end of the first quarter, and both of them Holton up 16-7 on Riverside. And Royal Valley up 15-8 on Emo Central.
All right, a couple of scores from the boys' games tonight. Cause has it rejected inside. Deli Dean as Garber threw it to the seats and out of bounds, and the Cause will keep it. 4:52 left first quarter. A good start for the Blue Jays, leading it 10-4. Another late sub. We'll see Preston Michael in for the first time for Sabetha. McAfee gets an early breather.
And Preston Michael had a really good game that first time, especially off the bench with Roki and McAfee both in foul trouble. He was the kind of the X factor for Sabetha in that first matchup. So
see if he can provide another spark. Here's Ball driving, missing the layup, and Garber able to keep it alive. Spins away from a couple defenders. Bauman into the front court. Little Euro step in the paint. Got it off the back heel, and it drops through. How about Bauman with five, and the lead grows. It's 12-4 Blue Jays. 4.5 minutes left in the first. Here's Kniper. Wants to clear it out. Right side on the wing. He's by Roki. Picks up the dribble. Up top it goes. This is Gorski. Gorski bouncing one inside. Ball. Little post move and curls one up and in. Gunnar Ball keeping his team afloat here in the first quarter. 12-6, all six for Gunnar Ball. There's Michael, first touch in the front court. Long pass, Bauman left corner. He is wide open for three, good. And Matt Simmons, head coach, you saw it. As soon as Bauman threw it up, he knew it was in. That was a defensive breakdown. Bauman now with 2 threes and 8 points. And a 15-6 advantage for the Blue Jays at home. A scorching start offensively. Here's Gorski up top. Nearly had it knocked away by Niehaus, but Eli Dean picks it up on the wing, guarded by Garver. Now Dean dumps it on the block to Gorski in the paint. Nice dive. Williams layup, no good. Rebound for Michael. And now, Sabetha in control with the ball, leading 15-6 at 3.5 minutes to go in the opening period. Blue Jays can just score in bunches. They average 62 a game. Their average margin of victory is 17 points per game. Here's Bauman, right wing, feeling it here in the first. Picks it up at the elbow. Back up top, it goes to Garber. Little ball fake on Gorski. Another one. Now puts it on the dribble. Roki, free throw line, diving in. Layup in and out, no good. And a rebound for Perry LeCompton. And that one collected there by Gunnar Ball. Here's Ball, drives, kicks it, Williams, deep NBA range, three, left side off the rim, tipped into the hands of Bauman. Bauman into the front court, nice drive, kick left, Michael a three, short, and able to chase down his own rebound, and now it could be showtime here, and a two-handed flush for Cameron Kniper. Well, we talked about how athletic he is, and that's where the cause can get you, turning transitional defense. They're turning some turnovers into transitional offense, I should say, and a big bucket makes it 15-8. Blue Jays with the lead at 2:20 to go in the quarter. Garber bounce pass, Roki. Now this is Michael in the corner, cause going man-to-man. And Garber now backing things up. He's got three here in the quarter. Good matchup here, guarded by Gorski. Lofts one to Roki, left side. Hands it back to Garber, left wing, deep three, got it. Garber with six, another three, and Matt Simmons has seen enough. And it's a 10-point Blue Jays lead in the first quarter with 2 minutes to go. It's 18-8. A full timeout. We'll follow suit. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
KNZA.
Out of the timeout, 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Perry LeCompton with the ball, trailing 18-8. A scorching start offensively for the Blue Jays. In the front court, Kniper has it left side on the wing. A fading, well-contested three is off no good. A rebound for Roki. And he rips it away from two defenders. Now Garber into the front court from left to right. Guarded by Kniper. Those two were dynamic down the stretch in the first meeting on the 13th of January. Sabetha edging Perry on the road, 62-59, and a pass by Michael is taken away in the second Blue Jays turnover. Minute 20 to go in this frame, 18-8, Sabetha by 10. Here's Gorski, a little bit shaded left towards the wing, hands it off the ball, diving in from the wing, a little left-handed layup is good. Fundamentally sound, Gunner Ball with 8 of the 10. 18-10 our score with 65 seconds to go. The Blue Jays have hit four threes here in the first quarter, two by Garber, two by Bauman. Now a whistle and a blocking foul. This goes against Gorski as McAfee was diving in from the right wing.
That's a big call because it's called out a charge. That's two on McAfee, so favorable call for Sabetha there that the whistle went their way on a bang-bang play.
Both teams with just a foul apiece in the quarter. McAfee gets it at the elbow, gets it to Garber, little ball fake, puts it on the dribble to the free throw line, throws it up, no good. Tipped in the air, rebound Ty Williams. 50 seconds here for the cause, down 8. 18-10 late first quarter. Here is Gunner Ball, right side on the wing, a little in-out dribble. Now Kniper inside, Garber is down, and a whistle and a foul. And I think they get Garber here with his first.
Yeah, they got their legs intertwined, and they get him for a foul.
Garber and Kniper got tangled up. First foul on Garber. Team foul number two is Niehaus and Bauman both checking back in for Roki and Michael. Or correction, Garber gets the breather. Michael stays in. Here's Williams with it. Left side, they get it into Kniper. A little fadeaway, Jay. Tough shot. It's an air ball. But Ball saves it, keeps it up and alive. And Kniper has nobody to thank there but Gunner Ball to keep that possession afloat. He's got now 8 points and four boards in the quarter, and he'll shoot two.
Yeah, and that is the second on McAfee. I think that shot by Kniper might have been tipped.
Could have been partially blocked. Ball at the line. In and out, no good on the first free throw. He's 50% at the line this year. Roki has to come back in again with McAfee now with two fouls. Tyler Reed will see for the first time as well for Perry LeCompton, 6'1 junior. The ball trying to make it a 1-for-2 trip. And he does. And he's got 9 of the 11 here in the first quarter for Perry, keeping his team alive. 18-11 Sabetha, final 27 seconds to go in the opening frame. Here's Bauman just inside midcourt, so right side to Michael on the wing. Now Bauman on a cut, they want it on the block, instead back to Niehaus in between the rings out high. 15 seconds to go in the first. 18-11 our score, Sabetha by 7 with the ball. Bauman, who has 8 and 2 threes, holds it at the hip. Now with the ball screen from Niehaus. Works it to the point. Gets to the elbow. Step back 16-footer. In and out. No good. Boosts a rebound. Who puts it back up. No good. And that'll take us to the end of the quarter. So a scorching start for Sabetha. And Gunner Ball on the other end keeping his team alive. A big battle in the Big 7 after one quarter. Sabetha 18. Perry LeCompton 11. Back after this here on KNZA.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
3A number one, Sabetha, with an 18-11 lead as we start the second quarter here from Sabetha High School. Bauman in the front court, right side on the wing. He hit a pair of trays in the first quarter, had 8 points to lead the Blue Jays. Here's Garber, left side on the wing. They go under the screen. Now Roki has it up top, working it left, hands it off on the wing. Garber, ball fakes, works it inside, past the free throw line, had it knocked away, out of bounds, and a turnover by the Blue Jays. It was last touch by Garber. Three turnovers now by the Blue Jays, and the Caws get it back down 7, and fortunate to be down 7, because Gunnar Ball had 9 of the 11 in the first quarter. Speaking of Ball, left wing 3 on the way, just grazing the front rim, no good. Chasing it down in the corner, now a whistle and a foul. Going against Sabetha, it was chased down by Tyler Reed. And the Blue Jay foul on Noel Niehaus, his first team foul, number 4. Here's Williams at the free throw line, and a tip pass that's high and out of bounds. He was looking for Ball on the block. Goss will throw it in once again underneath. Not quite a minute into the second quarter. 7-point Blue Jays lead. Here's Ball, left elbow. Using a little muscle to get inside. Kind of a tough contested shot, no good. Preston Michael, the rebound, clearing it away for the Blue Jays off to Garber, who walks it casually across midcourt. Man-to-man defense right now. Garber right side to Michael on the wing. Garber swings through, wants it on the block, and working on Dean. Gets to the bucket. Layup no good. His putback is no good. Tipped around a couple of times, and now Ball is able to gather the second chance. So Garber had two opportunities inside, couldn't connect. Now the call has a chance to chip away, and a layup is good. Nice drive and finish for Tyler Reed. His first basket off the bench, Cause within 5 at 18-13 at nearly 6.5 minutes left in the half.
Yeah, and Tyler Reed being the lefty, getting him on a left-hand drive going across. No, that's easy money right there for him to put that in.
Garber has it left wing, gets a Roki screen, works it back to the point, left side to Niehaus. Roki on the block, turning, quickly doubled, and has to force it back out. Long throw into the stands and out of bounds. And the Cause force a turnover, make it 4 now in the half. And the Caws chipping away, back with it, down 5 at 6:19 to go in the second.
Yeah, that's the matchup they wanted. They had the switch with Eli Dean, but Ty Williams came down quickly, recognizing him. Roki kind of panicked and just threw it away.
So here are the Caws in the front court from right to left. As it's Eli Dean, the sophomore. Left side the Ball, free throw line, Gorski, Hezzy, a little pull up. It's well off, no good. And a rebound on the miss is Davis Roki. Garber, long pass into the front court. Bauman, baseline drive, good defense there by Dean to cut him off. Garber gets it back at the point. Now left side it goes. Michael has it on the wing. Holds it at the right hip. Chest pass along the way. Garber now guarded by Kniper. Gets to the elbow. Smooth J. This one not there. Missing left side off the rim. Another rebound for Gunnar Ball. Putting together a really nice first half for the Caws. Gorski in the front court. Contested shot no good. A one and done there. Or I should say Golden able to keep it alive. Now Ball will try a three. That is no good. And a two and done there, I should say. Niehaus the rebound. And Scott Berger wants a quick timeout. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Well, the Blue Jays got off to a good start. Caws are chipping away. Down 5. We got 5.5 minutes to go until halftime. 18-13 our score. And against Sabetha, they control their destiny for that outright league championship. There is a way they could still essentially tie. Now, we all three agree we don't think the Blue Jays are going to lose all three of their final games. They would need that to happen to really cause some chaos. But, you know, they do have the top two teams with Perry tonight and then Holton up next. So, certainly they're facing the other two top three teams in this league, so anything can happen. But again, the Blue Jays have not lost this year. They have been number one pretty consistently throughout the majority of the year. But if any team was going to trip them up in the league, you'd think it'd be either Perry or Holton. And right now, Perry hanging around. 18-13 they trail, still 5:20 and counting to go until halftime. Out of the timeout in the front court, Blue Jays have it. Left side, now a long pass right side. It's Bauman, spins, a little turnaround Jay, not there. And a rebound for Gunnar Ball again. Now Ball getting hounded here by Bauman. Works it into the front court. Wants to go all the way. Takes it in. Missing the layup. And a chance for Ball, but Michael able to corral the miss. And now the Blue Jays avoiding one there. Work it back into the front court from left to right. 4:50 to go until halftime. 18-13 our score. Roki diving in. Is bumped and fouled. It is on the floor. Just the second Perry LeCompton team foul.
And they're going to get Dean reaching in there.
Dean, his first. Again, team foul number 2. Williams back in. We'll also see Reed check back in. Golden and Ball getting a breather here for the Caws.
Yeah,
And Roki quickly, too easy on the inbounds play, not marked, and an easy bucket. Four for him. It's now 20-13.
Yeah, and with ball going to the bench, who's going to score for you? Because you had that one bucket by reading the breakaway dunk from Kniper. Someone else has to get going here.
Looking for Kniper is Dean, left side on the elbow. Now Williams has it there. Is bumped, left it. Kniper ball fakes right corner. Roki falls and closing out on him quickly. And now Reed a touch. Right wing. Needs to bounce it inside. Great pass. Williams in the layup for two. How about the feed by Reed? And the bucket for the senior Ty Williams makes it 20-15 as we come up on the halfway point of the quarter. A nice pass and finish there. Good possession for the cause. Back to within five. 4 minutes down, four to go. Here's Garber stepping back, missing a three. Smart play by Dean to let it go out of bounds, and the cause will get it back down five. So a chance here for Perry to once again kind of creep a little bit closer. Blue Jays backing off the pressure, working it into the front court, the sophomore Eli Dean. Crossing over on Bauman, gets all the way to the rack, and his layup is good. Dean not picked up in the first basket for the 5'10 sophomore, and the cause within three at 20-17.
Yeah, that's just simple miscommunication on the ball screen there, and Dean just kept it all the way and had the easy lay-in.
Now Michael in the front court here for Sabetha. Garber on the right wing, works it back to the point, will reset. Sabetha led 18-11 at the end of one. They're only up 20-17. Kniper nearly taking it away. Now Roki works it all the way baseline and is going to draw the foul. On Kniper, picking up his first. Team foul number three, and this should be, I think, free throws, or they know it's going to be actually on the floor.
Well, they gave that to Ty Williams.
Or correction, so it's not on Kniper. It's Ty Williams, beg your pardon, with his first. And they want to find Roki inside. It's tipped out of bounds. Good defense there by Kniper.
Am I the only one that thought Perry got away with Kniper not getting that foul? It looked like he was the only one over there.
No, it certainly looked like it. That's why we called it out, but yeah, Ty Williams, they gave it to him. Here's Vooz, who just checked back in, nearly turning it over, but Garber has it. Nice little drive, kick, Bauman, ball fakes right wing, back to Garber up top. Coming up on 3 minutes left to go until halftime. 20-17, a good one so far. It's kind of what we expected. Here's Garber, left side on the wing. Two ranked teams, number one in 3A, Sabetha, number 10 in 3A, and Perry LeCompton. Think about the success that Sabetha's had over the last couple of years. Garber a deep three. This one a little strong. Vooz fighting for the rebound and chasing it down is Eli Dean. And he wants to push it. Three on two break. And a little dump down over to Kniper. Layup good. Kniper with four and it's a 1 point game at 20-19 at 2:35 to go.
Yeah, I mean, outside of that bucket that Roki had underneath, I mean, it's been slow for Sabetha ever since that scorching hot start. I mean, complete polar opposite, and they're just cold down here.
It is a 9-2 quarter so far for Compton. They're within one. Here's Michael driving and off balance, able to kiss it off the window. Big bucket there for Preston Michael. And it's 22-19. It stops the bleeding momentarily. Cause trying to get a quick one back, missing a layup. Ball tipping it around, able to get it back and put it up and in. How about the extra effort for Gunner Ball, and what a first half for him. Cause back to within one at 22-21 with 2 minutes to go.
And he has eight rebounds already, four on the offensive glass and four on the defensive side, so he might have a double-double by halftime here.
Well, he averaged nine rebounds a game coming in, and already eight here in the first half. Garber in between the rings high, getting the call from Scott Berger, far sideline. Here's Vooz, Bauman now in the corner, bouncing it to Roki. Working on Kniper, and he's called for a travel. Or no, they're going to say a foul.
Yeah, I think he was kind of giving him that knee, pushing him off balance, putting that knee in his lower back there. I think that's a good call. It's going to be on the floor, so this time it's going to be Kniper's first.
So Kniper now picks up the foul as first. And a quick substitution, Gorski back in, and we'll see the first break there for Kniper.
Couple quick score updates. Holton up 35-16 over Riverside at halftime, and Emile Central up 22-21 over Royal Valley at halftime.
A rare air ball three there by Garber out of bounds, and the Cause will get it back with a chance to take the lead.
And Garber's been surprisingly cold from downtown. He made two already, but he's missed about his last three or four. None of them looked really good coming out of his hand. I mean, good shooters always go through slumps, though, so playing to Perry's benefit right now, but he might heat up in that second half.
Well, the second quarter's really been controlled by Perry LeCompton. A chance to take the lead here late in the second. Here's Ty Williams, a little touch pass to Gorski, little 15-footer is good from the left elbow, or the corner, I should say. And Gorski is first bucket, and the Cause have taken the lead at 23-22. 65 seconds until halftime. Good bounce back quarter here by the Cause after getting them down early in the first. Here's Garber in the corner. Launching a pass. Bauman now left side on the wing. Roki short corner left to the bucket. Shot no good. Blocked by Gorski. And a rebound for Tyler Reed. And now the Cause could slow it up here and play for the final shot. Up one at now 43 seconds to go.
Yeah, and they have the arrow, so they can essentially get two possessions in a row without Sabatha touching the ball here if they play it smart.
Dean right side to Williams. Down to 33 seconds to go. Gorski on the wing. Back to ball up top. Looks back up at the scoreboard. Sees 26 seconds. Had it knocked away. Gathering near midcourt. And it looks like this might be ball's possession here. He's guarded by Roki. 19 seconds to go. He will dribble out this time. Roki takes a few steps towards him. Makes him put it on the dribble a little bit. Good drive and kick. Now Williams a look. Grazing the rim on a three. Gorski the offensive rebound. And he's going to be fouled. And he's going to shoot two. I think the fans wanted an over-the-back call. They don't get it, and now Gorski will shoot two.
And Preston Michael just didn't box out well enough, didn't put his body into, and Gorski using that athleticism to go up and getting two important free throws here with 7.7 left on the clock in the first half.
Chance to extend out the lead. In and out, no good on the first free throw for Gorski. 60% on the year. He has scored two here in the first half. 23-22 Cause. It has been a tale of two separate quarters. Sabetha dominated the first. Perry has dominated the second. And the second free throw is good. Three now for Gorski. 24-22 Cause. 5 seconds to go. Garber into the front court. He has it left wing working. And a foul is called with a second to go. Thought he was about to pull up. I think Dean tried to take a charge. That's not a bad foul because it's not the bonus. And less than a second here. It is as quick of a catch and shoot as you can do here for Sabetha. It's going to be very hard for them to get a good look.
And the only unfortunate thing is the second on Dean, who's played rather well, playing good defense on Garber. They're going to sub in Colton Kniper, I think, to save Dean from that third foul, maybe in a crazy situation. But
they got to throw something at the rim. They want to try maybe to get it into Roki, but good defense. Garber at the wing, throws it up, no good, and that takes us to halftime. The Blue Jays controlling the first 8 minutes, and the Cause come back on the road, and they take a lead going into halftime. A battle of state-ranked and two of the best in the Big Seven. Obviously, the best in the Big Seven with Sabetha. Perry right there. A good one here so far. 24-22, Perry-Lecompton by two at the break. Our halftime show is next. It's brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Cause 24, Blue Jays 22. Talk about it after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons, that's bale beds, and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Rainbow Fiber Internet Construction has started for the Bromley Park, Jackson Park, and Mount St. Scholastica fiberhoods. These three fiberhoods comprise over 20.4 miles of fiber and serve 626 residents and business locations. To learn if your home is in a Rainbow Fiber service area or if it is coming soon, visit the website fiber.rainbowtel.net. Now is the time to submit your information for fast, reliable fiber internet at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Certainly a good one here at the half between two of the best to do it in the Big 7 this year. Sabetha, number one in 3A at 17-0, trailing newly entered in the rankings, Perry LeCompton, number 10 in 3A at 14-3. It's a 24-22 cause lead here in Sabetha, and it was a tale of two quarters. Sabetha jumped out to an early lead and led Perry 18-11 after one, but cause come back and shut down the Blue Jays in the second quarter. They outscore Sabetha 13-4 and lead it by two at halftime. Logan, we'll start with you, and kind of joked about it, you know, going into that timeout right at the end of the half. I don't know, and maybe you can answer it, as potent of an offense as the Blue Jays have been all year, has there ever been a time they've only been held to score only four, held to 4 points in a quarter? I don't think we've seen that.
They haven't been this year, and you look at what Sabetha did. They started out, they got up 18-8. Well, what caused that? Sabetha, offensively there at the beginning of the game, it was a kind of a faster pace. Sabetha was coming down the floor and getting really great shots, you know, wide open, just driving the basket, kicking it out, hitting threes. Perry was coming down the other way, just couldn't buy a basket. And then, you know, Sabetha brought it down 1 point and slowed it down, and ever since then, it's just been kind of, where is your offense gone type of thing, whereas Perry, they've picked up the pace, and their offense has just come out like lightning out of a bottle, if you will, and just, they're up by, you know, two here, 24-22. So coming down in the second half, this game's going to come down, I think, to the wire. You know, we always like to joke around the eight-letter word that starts with an O that we never like to say is overtime as a commentator, you know. But games like this, you always want it to go longer, if you will, because it's just always fun watching two teams of this caliber matching up. And here's the other thing. These two teams, there's another team in the mix right now, and that's Holton. Well, Holton's not doing any of these teams favors because Holton's winning pretty good right now at halftime over Riverside. So both of these teams, one of these, they're going to get a loss here tonight. If it's Perry, you got to hope that Holton, they falter so you can still at least have a chance at second. If Sabetha loses, then you could possibly be talking about maybe a three-way tie.
It is still mathematically possible for a three-way tie.
Anything's possible, but both of these teams have something huge to play for. We got 16 minutes left. We're going to find out.
Real quick on the other side for Perry, Trenton, it was Gunner Ball. 11 points, 8 rebounds in the first half. Certainly the difference there to keep the cause in too.
Yeah, and to build on Logan's point real quick, what changed was Perry started on that 2-3 zone, and then they switched to man, and they just ramped up the pressure. I think that slowed down the offense a little bit. Eli Dean's done a good job on Matthew Arbor. But yeah, Gunner Ball, 11 points, 8 boards at that time, 4 on the offensive glass. He's being aggressive. When he has the ball out there in ISO, he's attacking the basket. He's not selling for jumpers. And that's what he does. He scores off of offense rebounds. So he soon made a couple of stick backs. He got fouled one time. He obviously only went 1 for 2, but he carried him through that first half because Cam Kniper has 2 points, and that was off, well, 4 points. He had a breakaway dunk, then he had another transition bucket lay in later. So he hasn't done anything on the offensive end outside of the transition. So Gunner Ball carried him through, especially early, because he had 9 of those 11 points in the first quarter when they really needed it, and their danger again ran. But yeah, I mean, they switched from 2-3 to zone to man defensively, and I think that was the key because they've ramped up the pressure and they've shut down Matthew Garvey. Hit two early threes, but he didn't look good in that second quarter because of Eli Dean.
Let's run through the numbers here, and our stats are always brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or any K Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Again, 24-22 cause at the half, and again, 11 points, 8 rebounds for Gunner Ball, leading the way for Perry. And outside of that, 4 from Cameron Kniper, 3 from Kale Gorski, and then 2 apiece from Eli Dean, Ty Williams, and Tyler Reed. Cause, though, very good with the ball. Just one first half turnover. They didn't hit a three. They had 14 rebounds, hit 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Blue Jays got 8 in the first half for Marcus Bauman. He had a couple of threes. Matt Garber a little bit quiet in that second quarter after hitting 2 early threes. He's got 6. 4 for Davis Roque, 2 apiece for Preston Michael and Christian McAfee. Blue Jays had 4 turnovers, 16 rebounds. They did not attempt a free throw in the first half. They did hit 4 threes, but still down 2 at the half. A good one in store. Hang with us. A second half to 24-22 Prairie LeCompton here at Sabetha. Final 2-minute timeout. Second half coming your way next.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay it to the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was?
If you want to pay more,
don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Good one in store here. 24-22, Perry LeCompton here at Sabetha. Blue Jays undefeated coming in at 17-0. Number 1 in 3A for another week in a row. Perry LeCompton entering the rankings this week for the first time this season. Cause of 1-8 straight, 14-3, number 10 in 3A this week. We'll switch sides. Cause will go left to right here in the second half. Blue Jays from right to left. Cause will have the opening possession of the third quarter. A 24-22 lead. They announced the... Like both teams going with the starting fives on both sides the way it started. And here we go. Two quarters to go in this fantastic ball game. Cause with it in the front court. Here is Gunnar Ball, who had that great first half. Gorski up top. Left side it goes to Golden. Golden back to Kniper. Another deep three way off. It's an air ball. Tipped around a little bit. Finally, Garber comes away with it. For Sabetha. Dribbles out of some trouble. And now the Blue Jays, their first touch. Roque. End of the front court, left side on the wing, long pass high right to Bauman, saving it away from going out of bounds. Now Garber on the wing right. Here is McAfee, little muscle, little one-hander is good. A little push shot from about 6 feet, and McAfee a slow first half, but he's now got 4, and we're tied at 24. Kniper again, nearly banks in the left wing 3. Niehaus the rebound for Sabetha. Now two kind of difficult shots by Kniper on those first two cause possessions.
That was ball that time.
Or ball, excuse me.
Yeah, but Kniper shot it from the beak on the Blue Jay out there, and if you've been here, you know how far out that is. Another air ball.
There's a missed three by Bauman, deflected out of bounds, and last touched by Roque underneath, who was trying to get the offensive rebound, so the cause get it back. A 24-24 tie, 6:51 left in this third quarter.
And McAfee with that first bucket, man, he picked up two early ones, so he was on the bench most of that first half. See if he can affect the game here in the second half.
Here is Kniper working on Bauman. Little floater. Difficult shot. Gorski the offensive rebound. A little ball fake. Stepping. Another one. This one not there. And finally a second miss. Corralled there by Roque. Blue Jays into the front court here. Tied again. 24-24. 6:25 to go in this third. Here's Niehaus. Right side on the wing. Puts it on the dribble. McAfee at the elbow facing the bucket. Roque too deep on ball. Lays it in and the foul. A guy like Roki, you can't let him settle under the bucket like that. Beautiful find and an A1 opportunity.
Yeah, and ball was working hard. Roki just kept working harder and just kept moving him farther on the basket. Ball did everything he could, just kind of got pushed under. I mean, wasn't bad defense. He was working hard, but Roki just outworked him.
Roki missing the free throw, and McAfee tipped it up and nearly got it to go. The ball able to get that one, and now that come the other way here are the Cause trailing 26-24, about 2 minutes into this third quarter. Kneiper gets inside. Nice dump down feed. Assist there for Kneiper. Golden his first basket, and a 26-26 tie. Under 6 minutes to go here in the third. Here is Garber, left side on the wing in the front court, looking at McAfee inside, not there, cut off by Golden. Now it's Bauman, right side on the wing. Waist side dribbling with the right hand. McAfee, short corner right, muscling, a little turnaround with the left hand is good. A little finesse from Christian McAfee, who's got six. It's 28-26. Back and forth we go here in this third quarter. Here's Eli Dean, the sophomore, crossing up on Garber, and a little fade away is no good, left it short. Niehaus the rebound and able to get it off to Garber. Garber into the front court. Numbers here for the Blue Jays. Backs it out into the right corner. And the transitional defense there, stopping that pressure. McAfee slips. Bauman wide open left wing. Yes. All Matt Simmons can do for the Cause head coach, just put his hands in the air thinking, how did we leave that guy open? 11-3 threes now for Bauman. 31-26 Blue Jays by 5. Something we might have to talk about on our coaches' show tomorrow. The effect Bauman has had in this game, and there's a Cause turnover, just their second of the game. That one thrown away out of bounds, and now the Blue Jays have momentum with the ball up 5.
Yeah, Kneiper made the right play to Gorski there. He just threw it a little too hot for Gorski to handle. I mean, if he just puts a little finesse on, that's another easy bucket, but threw it a little too hot.
Down to 4:40, clock moving third quarter. 31-26, Blue Jays, they have the ball. They want it over the top. And deflected out of bounds, and Roki last touched by Sabetha and Roki. So a turnover by the Blue Jays will give it back to Perry LeCompton. So you see here in the last minutes, last couple possessions, they're really trying to work Roki inside, trying to get him some deep paint touches. Here's Eli Dean with the basketball for the Cause, trailing by 5 with 4:20 to go in the quarter. Now Gorski, short corner left, works it back inside the paint. Williams, right wing, he's open for a tray. It is an air ball, and it's out of bounds, and back to Sabetha.
And Perry hasn't hit a three tonight, and they've taken their fair share, and it's kind of similar to the first matchup, where they just didn't hit the tray ball that well, and they've had some open looks tonight, especially Ty Williams, just haven't fell for him yet.
Here's Garber, backing it into the right side corner. Roki up top, left side to Bauman on the wing, holding right hip. Now Garber decently open, left it short. McAfee a rebound, might have been partially blocked. Niehaus gets a chance, and he puts it up and in. Noel Niehaus with a rebound and stick back after the McAfee miss, and it's now 33-26. It's a 7-point lead for the Blue Jays. Here's Williams, short corner right, gets in the paint. Shot no good, a foul on Niehaus, and Ty Williams will shoot two.
Yeah, and these are important free throws, kind of somewhat to stop the bleeding. It's been a 9-0 run here from Sabetha.
Ty Williams, a senior, off the bench for Perry LeCompton. 2 points and a rebound here in the ball game tonight. He is a 58% foul shooter. And his first free throw a little strong off the heel. Cause now just 2 for 5 at the line in the game. Here comes Preston Michael checking in for Sabetha. Niehaus, who picked up his second foul, gets a breather. Down to 3:37 left in this third quarter, and a 9-0 run, as Trenton mentioned here by the Blue Jays. They lead it now 33-26, and Williams does get one there to stop that 9-0 spurt, makes it 33-27. Garber works it into the front court with 3.5 minutes to go. Here's Bauman, high right on the wing. Looking inside, now McAfee a touch at the point, puts it on the dribble, diving all the way, missing a shot, partially contested. And ball the rebound now with 10. He's got a double-double. Kneiper up the floor. And we're looking for a long pass and deflected out of bounds. So Sabetha last to touch it. Cause will keep it. It's underneath their own basket at 3:14 to go in the quarter. And trailing down 33-27. This will be Kneiper to throw it in. Dumps it into Gorski. This is Reed, who just checked back in the corner left, working around Michael. Steps into a double team. Steps through it. Finds Kneiper up top. 5 minutes down, 3 minutes to go in this third. Kneiper trying to put Bauman on a blender and some skates, takes it all the way, missing the shot off the window. Bauman the rebound. Bauman near side into the front court. 2:50 and counting, third quarter. Sabetha by six with the ball. Here's Garber, left side on the wing, dumping it. McAfee facing. And Gorski tried to sell the charge, didn't get it. Roki open, and he cans a straight on three. And we get a timeout for Perry LeCompton. It's a full as Roki makes it a 9-point lead. Blue Jays in front, 36-27. Back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Well, Sabetha controlled here the third quarter, up by nine here on Perry. Is Gunner ball out of the timeout? Difficult floater. Gorski a rebound. He puts it up and in. Much needed for K.O. Gorski and the cause. An offensive rebounded stick back makes it 36-29 at 2:14 to go in the quarter. Garber left side up top to Roki, looking right. Now back left, dumps it right side into the corner. As Michael is now looking for McAfee inside, a little ball fake, gets underneath, pass ball, floater, might have been blocked by Kneiper. He gets the rebound. And now a whistle and a foul, 75 feet away from the bucket.
Yeah, it's a good thing that's only the first one, Roki, because you don't want to pick up a tic-tac foul like that, way away from the bucket, but he only has one foul with about 10 minutes to go in the game.
That's
so
just the third foul total in the quarter. Two on Sabetha, one by Perry. Under 2 minutes to go in this third. 36-20 Blue Jays cause of the basketball. Kneiper, a little hesitation, gets to the rim, lays it in right side with the left hand. Kneiper with six, his first two in the second half, and cause trimming it away. 36-31 Blue Jays. Down to about 90 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's McAfee at the elbow, dives in, shot no good, but a foul. And two free throws coming up for Christian McAfee. Gorski picks up the foul, his second. First free throw trip here for Christian McAfee, who's been sensational in the post this year. Just stout numbers. 11 points, 8 rebounds a game. Leading rebounder for Sabetha. He's 42% at the line. That's been a bugaboo for him, but he knocks in the first there and has 7 tonight. Eli Dean back into the game for the cause. Also, Jack Golden is back in as well. 37-31 Blue Jays, 1:29 left in this third. Second free throw off the heel, no good. Rebound Gunner ball. Here is Dean into the front court. Works from the near sideline to the center of the floor. Now angling left wing, ball left corner. Trapped. Now Williams top of the key, little ball fake. Here's Dean driving, kicks it left, ball in the corner. And he'll step back and fire. Not good on a three. Tips around, and Roki has it for the Blue Jays. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Blue Jays by six with the ball. Here's Bauman, a hard drive. Layup, he spins it up and in there. Bauman with 13, a solid outing for him. 39-31 with 50 seconds to go. Kneiper, hot steps, looking inside. Ball chasing it. Williams now on the wing. He has it knocked away, but a whistle and a foul at 44 seconds to go. Blue Jays foul against Roki, who's now got two. And Roki will come out. Niehaus will come in. It's an 8-point lead right now for the Blue Jays. 39-31 at 44.2 seconds to go. Here comes Nathan Boos back into the game for Bauman. See how the Cavs want to play this possession. If they want to bleed it out potentially, play for the final shot, they could do so. Here's ball. Dean, a right wing jumper. It's an air ball, but Ty Williams able to gather the miss. And now Kneiper, a deep three, no good. McAfee now the clear, and he's going to go coast to coast, and he throws one up. It's no good. And chasing it down, finally Garber has it off the miss. Here's Voos right down in the corner. Now 22 seconds to go, and Scott Berger wants to play for the final shot. Kind of a wild sequence there, but nonetheless, Blue Jays have it.
You can tell by the way McAfee was going up with it. He thought he was going to get fouled, and this didn't get the call. That's why he kind of just threw it up there.
Kind of a smart play there by Kneiper to not get too much on it. 8 seconds to go. Boost dumps it inside. McAfee, ball fake, puts it up, gets it to go with 3 seconds to go. McAfee with nine. Ball at the buzzer. Oh, it's off the heel from near midcourt. And a strong third quarter for the Blue Jays. Have them out in front by 10. 8 minutes to go. It's Abetha 41, Perry LeCompton 31. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Roy and Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha offer an educational approach to help you make informed decisions about your crop insurance. Farmers Mutual Hail gives them access to proprietary products like ECO Plus and RAMP. These products allow them to offer up to 95% protection of your APH on an optional unit basis. March 15th is quickly approaching, so stop in at 621 Main in Sabetha or call them at 785-284-7611 to learn more.
Holton Family Medicine, now offering weight loss management services with Dr. Lee Schnee, specializing in obesity medicine, now offers weight management and counseling services on nutrition, exercise, behavioral changes, and medication management. Contact Holton Family Medicine to schedule your appointment at 785-364-2126 or visit online for more information at HoltonHospital.com. Holton Family Medicine at Holton Community Hospital. Quality care close to home.
Brandon, Logan, Trenton, Mike, Jake, all with you. 8 minutes to go. Blue Jays with the basketball, a 10-point lead for the number one team in 3A. Garber has it left side on the wing. Cause go back. Looks to be maybe kind of a box-in-one look. There's a drive and spinning a layup, and now a whistle and a foul. Williams got the rebound, and then Garber took it away. But is it a foul? So it's a foul against Eli Dean. That's his third. So you had essentially a rebound and a takeaway, and now the Blue Jays get a cause foul at 18 seconds into the quarter.
Guys, right quick, two teams. Both ranked number one in their respective classes, 4A and 5A. Highland Park convincingly beats Atchison 80-51.
Wow. Yeah, I've seen Atchison, saw him at the Nemaha Central, the Thunder Classic midseason tournament, and Highland Park is so, so good and so athletic. Of course, they're now part of the Meadowlark Conference with Atchison. That's Atchison's lone two loss, and Roki had it taken away. And here is Kneiper with the second two-hand flush of the night. Kneiper with eight, and it's 41-33 at 30 seconds into the fourth.
Yeah, and a quick note, they changed that foul to Ty Williams
okay.
for his second, which was the right call by the officials. Good thing they got together there. So Dean only has two, and now Ty Williams has two. So good okay. change there.
All right, nice dump down. Roki too easy for McAfee. It's big to big, and Roki now with 11. And a quick timeout for Scott Berger. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. 7:14 to go, 43-33. Sabetha by 10, trying to stay undefeated. Going to win tonight would secure the number one seed in sub-state. And then also a win would secure, at worst, a share of the Big 7 League crown. Again, there is a scenario if the Blue Jays hold on. Holton could still have a chance to maybe tie. They would need to win their final two games, one against Sabetha, and then Sabetha would have to lose their final game against Hiawatha, who's had some struggles this year, just a three-win team. But, again, we see how competitive the Big 7 is. You just never know. The Nemaha Central girls have already clinched the outright league title on that side. So congratulations to Haddon Hilch. Another great season for Nemaha Central. They got a difficult sub-state to the girls, so they're going to have a tough stretch to get themselves back to the state tournament. Back out of the timeout, a minute into this fourth quarter, a 10-point Sabetha lead. Still plenty of time, but the Blue Jays kind of have the control since halftime. Here is Eli Dean with the basketball, gets a ball screen from Golden, kind of maybe took an extra step, a tough shot, deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Garber, so the cause will keep it. Maybe fortunate there That wasn't really a great possession, but they'll get another crack at it.
Does Ferry have a run in? They haven't hit a three all night. Can they get hot from downtown to cut into that 10-point deficit? Do they have a run in the last 6 minutes and 51 seconds to get them back into this game, give them a chance to win?
Deep into the backcourt, Gunner Ball. It was not scored here in the second half. We'll drive, floater off the window. Well, right when I say it, on cue, a little floater banked on by Gunner Ball. Makes it 43-35 at 6:37 to go. Ball has 13. Here's Roki up top, facing the basket, gets by Ball, takes it all the way, draws the foul, will shoot two.
Yeah, that's not a bad foul by Kniper there. Instead of giving up a layup, he's going to force Roki to the line. It was 0-for-1, 57% on the year, so not the worst foul you can give there.
11 points, 4 rebounds in the game for Davis Roki. He is 0-for-1 at the line, 57% on the year. And his first, no good.
The quick final, Holton wins it 57-37 over Riverside.
So Holton 57-37. So again, Holton keeps themselves alive for a potential share. A win for Sabetha would eliminate Perry, and Roki hits the second. He's got 12. 44-35 at under 6.5 minutes to go. Got to get some buckets. Koss have not shot it well from the outside tonight, but trying to get one to Gorski inside, bottled up and able to gather and put it up and in. Nice gather by Gorski. He's got 7, makes it a 7-point game at 44-37 as we're coming up on the final 6 minutes. Here's Garber backing up off of McAfee's screen. Bauman left side on the wing. Wants Roki inside, not there. Now McAfee a touch. Gets by Ball. Left his feet. Niehaus now lost it. Chasing it into the corner. Garber up top. Little ball fake. Steps to the left. Now Bauman on the wing. The elbow now stops there. Kicks it back to Garber on the wing. 5:40 to go in this game. 7-point lead for the Blue Jays. They have the ball and kind of a reset here. Bauman high, left on the wing, works it back center of the floor. Possessions are probably going to be trimmed down here the final home stretch. The Blue Jays kind of have the tempo right now, the lead and the ball at now 5:20 to go. Garber, nice drive, good kick. Bauman a look, can't make it this time from the right corner. Rebound for Dean and able to push the tempo a little bit up the floor. Here is Kniper, deep left wing, closed down by Niehaus quickly. Now Gorski, a little pull-up. And good off the heel. Hung up there, and Gorski back-to-back buckets. He has 9, and it's 44-39 with 5 minutes to go. And the Koss string together a few more stops. Staying alive in this one. Sabetha is led by as many as 10, and Ball, a little bit anxious there on the perimeter, is going to be called for his second foul. Team foul number 5, so the Koss have one more foul to give before Sabetha starts shooting bonus free throws. Michael checks in. Niehaus gets a breather. Michael, who just checked in, will throw it in near sideline. Gets it to Roki in the corner. Dives, and he's called for a travel. Maybe thought about pulling for 3 and then drove. And just got that pivot foot up and a turnover by the Blue Jays.
Yeah, just their first this half. It's been a clean game. Perry only 3 turns. Now it's just the 5th for Sabetha. So everyone's maximizing opportunities. Not shooting the ball well either way, but not turning the ball over.
4:35. Clock moving fourth quarter. Koss down 5 with the ball. Here is Kniper. Steps back, trying to draw the foul on a 3. Doesn't get it. It's an air ball. This should be a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to stay with Perry. So fortunate there. Kniper certainly, we know how good he is, but he has taken some, I mean, not so ideal shooting scenarios for him. And head coach Matt Simmons trying to dive it inside as D-line throws it into the backcourt here with Gunner Ball. Ball, Hezzy, pull up for 3. It's good. Gunner Ball from downtown. He's got 16, his first triple. And the Koss trail by 2 at 44-42 at 4:13 to go. What a run here by the Koss in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I asked if they had a run. They responded with a 9-1 run to cut it to 2, but
McAfee in the paint, kicks it. Bauman again. Yes! Oh, baby, Bauman! 16 and 4 triples, and it's back to 5 at 47-42. Kniper drives, floater good. Kuiper gets two right back, makes it 47-44 at 3:45 to go.
A little slogan back down the court celebrating after that big three by Bauman. Kuiper rushes up the floor and gets an easy two to get right back to three. So maybe Kniper's going to get going here down the stretch. You saw him and Garber duel it out. He just scored over Ball.
Garber, his first bucket in the second half, a little driving floater, 49-44. Garber has 2.5 minutes to go. Gorski on the other end lays it in. And back and forth we go here in the fourth quarter, and a 30-second timeout is called. We'll keep it right here. 3:23 left in this game. Causer hanging around, 49-45, or correction, 46. I beg your pardon, a three-point game with 3:23 to go. And Trent, as you mentioned, you said, do the Cause have one more run in? And they certainly do. And this has been just, each team has kind of controlled a quarter. Sabetha won the first quarter. Perry dominated the second. Sabetha, a 12-point advantage in the third. And now Perry has come back and has kind of controlled the tempo here in the fourth.
Yeah, and it just shows how dangerous Sabetha is, because Matthew Garber's been way below his usual performance tonight. Only 8 points. That was his first bucket since probably early in the first quarter, but Marcus Bauman's been the man. Roki's had a great second half, along with Christian McPhee, but on the other end, Gorski and Ball stepped up in the absence of Kniper. So both teams' best players haven't played the best tonight scoring-wise, and their teammates are there to pick them up. It shows how good both of these teams are and why they're both ranked in the state, but can Perry get back to even? Then they get a stop and a bucket.
This will be a big stop out of the timeout. Blue Jays with it. Roki at the point, diving in towards the block, and is going to be fouled by Kniper. Two coming up here for Davis Roki. Kniper picks up his third. Roki will shoot two at 3:11 to go in the game. And Sabetha leading 49-46. 12 for Roki tonight. Four rebounds. He's 1 for 3 at the line. Make it 2 for 4. He makes the first. And now, obviously, three free throws are going to be very important down the stretch for both teams when you get them. Sabetha actually has a few fouls to give. Next Cause foul will put the Blue Jays in the bonus. Second is good. Two big free throws by Davis Roki. And he's got 14. And it's 51-46 with 3:05 to go. Big possessions now. Gorski along two. It's short. Garber a rebound. Maybe not the best shot there. And now Ball gets aggressive, and he's going to be called for a foul. That's his third. That's 70 feet away from the buckets, and now we walk the other way as the best free throw shooter in the league, probably. Garber, 87%, will get his first crack at the line tonight. Try to extend this lead with under 3 minutes to go. This will be the 100th free throw attempt for Matthew Garber this season. He is 86 of 99. How about that? He is now 87 of 100 at the free throw line. That is very impressive, 87% as the team, the Blue Jays, hit it at a 65% clip. Garber goes 2 for 2. He's into double figures now with 10. 53-46 with under 3 minutes to go. Crunch time now for the Cause. Kniper guarded heavily here on the perimeter. Kniper throws it up and somehow got it to go. Holy smacks, what a shot there by Kniper. Makes it 53-48. At 2:35 to go. Well, now you need to string together some stops. Kniper went for the three. Michael dumps it to McAfee. Foul on the floor, so it's a 1-1 coming up here for McAfee.
And it's a good foul by Ty Williams. It's never allowing that easy bucket, because Kniper almost had a steal on a soft pass and had to scramble. And that was a good foul. Like we said, McAfee, 42% free throw tree. He's 1-2 on the night, but instead of giving him that easy lay-in, is going to shoot the 1-1. But how about that? A pure swish for McAfee.
McAfee, calm, collected, now into double figures. Now four Blue Jays into double figures. McAfee with 10, 53-48. Blue Jays by 5 with 2:28 to go. Boy, McAfee all day with that. He makes them both, has 11, 54-48. Under 2.5 to go. Blue Jays ramping up the pressure defensively here. Eli Dean has it on the wing. Gorski now in the corner. Closed out by two. Gets by Michael to the rack. Missing the shot. Good contest by McAfee, but McAfee's going to be charged with the foul. A good take by Gorski to earn two.
It looked like Gorski was going to try and go up and two-handed off the baseline. And just enough on the arm there from McAfee to prevent an and-one.
Gorski, 11 points, 3 rebounds here tonight. His third free throw attempt is up and good. He's now 2 for 3. And again, every chance at the line, especially for the Cause, very important. They get back to within 55-49. Second short, And a rebound for McAfee. So now 2-10 and counting. The Cause are down 6. Blue Jays into the front court here with Garber. And a foul for Scott Berger. It's a full, so we'll take one as well. Blue Jays trying to hold on to stay undefeated. 2:02 remaining in the game, 55-49. Blue Jays by 6. Back after this here on KNZA.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, customer, are the owner.
KNZA.
.202 remaining in our game, and a whistle, inadvertent whistle it looked like here on the inbounds play. So Sabetha with it after the timeout, leading Perry 55-49. Far side of the floor. This is Michael to throw it in. Dumps it into Roki, and right back to Michael, up top to Garber. So under 2 minutes to go, a 6-point lead for the Blue Jays. Cause trying to ramp up the defense and forcing a turnover as Eli Dean got a fingertip on it. Last touch by Garber out of bounds, and a huge turnover forced there by the Cause defense.
And you have to capitalize. You're not going to think that you're going to get Matthew Garber to turn the ball over again like that. Just a little bit of luck there and good hands by Dean.
And the Cause get a bucket here, down 6 at 1:45 and counting left, and there's a whistle and a foul. Ball driving inside. And it's just team foul number 5, so still one more to give as Roki picks up his third. At 1:44 to go, Gorski on the inbounds, and Roki nearly came away with a steal, but Williams has it. Now Kniper right side on the wing, closed out there by Garber, backing it up. 1:35 to go, and now Matt Simmons is going to call a timeout. It's a full, but we'll keep it right here. 1:34 remaining. We know that our other game tonight on KMZA 92-1, Nemaha Central Royal Valley. That game is going into overtime. 41-41 was that score. But here's Sabetha trying to secure at least a share of a Big 7 league title. And they could certainly win tonight and then win on Friday against Holton, and that would secure the outright league championship. They got to hold off the Cause here at 1:34 remaining. 55-49 is our score, and the Cause probably needing some points here out of this timeout on this possession.
Yeah, and the question is, you've only hit 1-3 tonight, so you keep attacking the basket and then play the foul game and eventually have to shoot threes at the very end, or you just start chucking them up. I mean, you have a good 3-point shooters. It just hasn't been your night shooting the ball from downtown. I mean, Ball made one earlier, and Kniber's been way off tonight, and I mean, you just hope that you start making them. I mean, like I said, you're a good 3-point shooting team, but you've struggled all night. So what do you attack the basket or you just hope and pray?
Yeah, and to your point, Trenton, the only bad thing was playing the foul game. You know Sebastian's going to try to get it in to Matthew Garber. Do you want to put him at the line and risk it?
So the Cause, again, much needed here out of the timeout. Can they get some points? It's Eli Dean around his screen. Gets it up top here to Ball. Under 90 seconds to go. Ball gets tied up by Bauman, and Bauman takes it away. But they're going to say a jump ball. But the possession arrow is going to Sabetha anyways, so the Blue Jays do get the turnover. So the Blue Jays do get it back. They wanted a foul, but instead a jump ball. So next dead ball will go back to Perry. But the Cause come up empty on that possession with a minute 22 to go, down 6. Bauman needs to get it across. Instead, he's going to be fouled by Gorski. Bauman, a 64% free throw shooter to the line. For now, it's going to be double bonus time the rest of the 78 seconds remaining in this game. Or correction, I thought that was the 10th team foul, but nope, it's number 9, so I take that back. It is a 1-1 here for Bauman. High off the heel, hits the rim, no good, but McAfee, an offensive rebound, he puts it up and in! And maybe a game sealer for the Blue Jays. It's now 57-49 with 65 seconds to go. And then Dean is bumped and fouled. It's the final foul to give for the Blue Jays. I think Roki picks up his fourth. He does. So 65 seconds remaining in this game. Boy, that play by McAfee. An offensive rebound on a missed free throw and a putback. And now it's Kniper. A hand check at the key and fouled as Garber picks it up. And now Kniper will shoot a 1-1, and you obviously need to have these.
Yeah, and you can hear Coach Scott Berger telling his players, don't foul. You don't want to put him at the line. It's actually not the worst thing in the world. Obviously, you don't want to get an intentional foul, but you put him at the line, you take the three-point shot away.
And the free throw is no good, but Gorski fights for the miss, and he's able to get it. He'll throw one up. It's good! Kale Gorski with 14. 57-51 with 50 seconds to go. And Williams coming away with a steal, and then it's taken away by Bauman. Bauman has it back, and now a whistle and a timeout. An incredible sequence there at 43 seconds to go. Blue Jays have the ball in a six-point lead at 57-51. We'll keep it right here. Matt Simmons, Cause head coach, begging to the officials, saying they didn't have the ball when the timeout was called.
I think he's saying it was 10 seconds because Williams went to save it, so I don't think he actually had possession. So I think he's trying to argue that it was 10 seconds on Sabetha, and then they're just saying no to him. So a big swing there for Sabetha. And, I mean, at this point, you're down to where you have to foul and try and hope you hit some threes going the other way, mixed with some free throw misses.
Now, here's something interesting. If you're Coach Matt Simmons, are you telling your guys? Obviously, you don't want to give up an easy, you know, opportunity down here on the offensive end for Sabetha. But maybe you go double-team Matthew Garber so he can't get the inbounds play, so you don't give him the chance for him to get the ball, and then you have to foul him to put him at the line, and it's somebody else. Just something to think about there.
So if you're Perry, obviously you want to go for a quick steal, try to get something. The next foul is going to put the Blue Jays into the double bonus. So regardless, the next foul, or really the rest of the way, the Blue Jays are going to be shooting two. You know they're going to try to get it into Garber. He's by far and away their best free throw shooter. Cause can get aggressive here. They got four players with three fouls. Really the only Blue Jay foul trouble is Davis Roki with four. And they launch one in there. Gorski, oh, he had a chance at a steal, and he knocked it off his own hand and out of bounds.
That was
Boy, did the Blue Jays get lucky there. Well, a couple seconds run off the clock. Now the Blue Jays underneath their own basket will throw it in. 40.7 seconds left. Michael bouncing it in. Roki blocked by Ball, but a foul is called. Oh, man. Gunner Ball's going to pick up his fourth. It looks good from here, but Roki's going to shoot two regardless. 57-51. Sabetha, 39.3 seconds to go, and Roki a chance to add to the lead. Roki 3 of 5 at the line. First free throw is up and good. He has made four straight and is building on a good night. 15 in the game, 11 in the second half. Certainly a big key here for the Blue Jays down the home run stretch. The second free throw is good for Roki. 16, and it's 59-51 with 35 seconds to go. Now the Cause are in some trouble. They need a quick one. Here's Ball, deep three, good. And a quick timeout for Matt Simmons. Well,
that's the last one, though, so.
Well, you get it to 59-54 at 29.1 seconds to go. Cause burn their final timeout. We'll keep it right here, but still, the Cause needs some help. And what's been a fantastic game tonight, both teams have had their fair share of runs. But really, the run that matters is the one late, and Sabetha's really kind of kept the momentum going after the Cause kind of battled back early portions of this quarter, but Sabetha's kind of kept it at arm's length. But a big three there for Ball, who all of a sudden has a 19-point double-double tonight to lead the charge for the Cause.
And he's at your only two threes that you've made tonight, but the big play in the game was when it was 46-44, and Marcus Bauman hit that three. I mean, he's had the answer all night with his four three-pointers. He's been the answer. Yeah. I mean, Roki and Mackey have been impressed in the second half, but
Here's Garber quickly on the inbound. That's who they don't want to foul. Long pass over there to Bauman. Bauman at midcourt gets it into the front court. 21 seconds to go, and there's the foul.
And yeah, Perry let a lot of time run off the clock there.
Yeah, they did. So it's
almost 10 seconds. I don't know what that was about.
So 20 seconds to go. 20.1 as Bauman will shoot two.
They didn't. I don't think they wanted to foul Garber. They were hoping to try to put pressure on him to make him have to give it up without fouling, and they did. But, yeah, to your guys' point, they wasted a bunch of time.
So Bauman a chance really to kind of help, well, take that back. Chance to maybe get it to 10. He does not. To extend the lead, not to 10. 59-54 with 20.1 left. Bauman with one more.
Even if he hits this, it's still a two-score game.
It is still a two-possession game. Bauman shoots and hits. Bauman 1-for-3 at the line tonight. 17 in the game. It's 60-54. Kneiper to the elbow. Fading away on a two. It's no good. McAfee the rebound, and he is fouled. And a strong pair of two hands right there for McAfee to secure that rebound and get fouled with 10 seconds to go, and that's probably now going to do it.
It's also going to spell the end of the night for Gunnar Ball. Had a fantastic night.
A 19-point double-double for Gunnar Ball, but it may be in a losing effort here on the road as McAfee can probably put it away at the line. He's got to make at least one to get it to a three-possession game. So there's only 10.7 seconds to go, but the Blue Jays again showing the grit and grind we've seen all year as McAfee's free throw is good. McAfee now with 14. His second, in and out, no good. Kneiper the rebound. 8 seconds to go, 61-54. Williams open, right wing. It's an air ball. Bauman the rebound. Perry LeCompton backs off, and the Blue Jays hold on and win it. 61-54, number one in 3A, stays undefeated, and the Blue Jays have clinched a share of the Big 7 league title. A 7-point win here tonight for the Blue Jays as they improve to 18-0, 12-0 in league play. Caws have their 8-game winning streak snapped. Caws now 14-4 and 9-3 in league play as the Caws now mathematically out of the Big 7 title race as Holton is the only team now that can potentially tie with Sabetha. Well, we'll break this one down when we come back. Post-game show is next. It's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Did you know Sabetha Community Hospital offers a full range of imaging services? They offer x-ray, CT scanning, ultrasound, vascular services, and echocardiograms, nuclear medicine, and mobile MRI. These imaging services are vital to diagnosing and treating health conditions. The health of you and your family is the number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the excellent imaging services and care you receive at Sabetha Community Hospital. Call 785-284-2121.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate.
We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors.
We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts.
Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
KNZA.
And we welcome you back here to Sabetha High School one final time. Blue Jays sweep it in a Big 7 double dip here on this Valentine's Day evening. Our full crew on hand, Logan, I'm Brandon, Trenton, Mike, Jake all in studio helping us out. Doing a great job filling in tonight as, again, the Blue Jays sweep it. Girls winning a very good one in the first one tonight, 30-29. And then we also got what we expected, a good one in the boys' contest, battle of two of the best in the state. And the Blue Jays hang on and stay undefeated, 61-54 over Perry-Lecompton. Blue Jays clinch now at least a share, at worst, of the Big 7 League crown. They go to 12-0 in league play, along with that 18-0 overall record. Perry drops to 14-4. They have their 8-game winning streak snapped. They're now 9-3 in league play. Now out of the race, the only team that can clinch a share with Sabetha is going to be Holton. Those two teams will hook up next. Sabetha has to go to Holton on Friday, but they would need Holton to win that game, or Holton would need to win that game and then have the Blue Jays lose their final game against Hiawatha a week from tonight in order for Holton to have a chance to split the league crown this year. But nonetheless, Blue Jays are Big 7 league champs. And again, Logan, I'll start with you. As you know, Sabetha got a fight, they jumped out to an early lead. Perry had a nice second quarter, actually led it by two at the half, but a 19-7 advantage in the third quarter for Sabetha, and then kind of took the final punch midway through the fourth from the cause, and they go 12 of 18 in the second half from the free throw line after not shooting a free throw in the first half, obviously helping them hold on for the win.
Yeah, and you look at the beginning of the game and you just think about how it started out. Sabetha got off to a really good start, really separated themselves, got up by 10, and you kind of thought, is Sabetha maybe possibly going to run away with this? Kind of in the back of our heads, we kind of maybe thought that. We figured Perry would try to make it, you know, come back and try to make it more of a game. Second quarter, they did. They got the lead. They were up by two at halftime. Third quarter, it was kind of the same thing. Sabetha slowly started, you know, kind of building it back up. Got up by 10 again at one point, but, you know, down short and stretch. Trenton, you made the comment about it. Does Perry have another run in him? Well, they did. They, you know, came back. Granted, the final score is 61-54, but they were right there. They were down 2-3 points, you know, there in the final quarter of play. Just not able to get down to the final home stretch. Just kind of ran out of gas right there towards the end of it. And just the best of boys. They're proving to you why they're the number one team in Class 3A. Now, they got two more games coming up here. The biggest one is this Friday. They go to Holton.
As long as they win one of the next two, they'll be the outright league champs. Again, Holton needs to win Friday and then have the Blue Jays lose their final game to Hiawatha.
And to your point, Sabetha, at worst right now, shares the Big 7 League. Well, here's the other thing that this win helps Sabetha.
Number one seed
on paper, they secure the number one seed because they already have the head-to-head over Marysville.
Yep.
Regardless of how Sabetha does, they can lose out. They still get the number one seed with Marysville already having two losses on the year. So Sabetha boys should be the number one seed in it. The most likely are going to probably get Minneapolis. Maybe Hiawatha could falter and come down to that eight seed. But Sabetha is going to definitely get a home game on the boys' side. For Perry, though, that loss is huge. We talked about it before, Bishop Ward, they're sitting there with two losses, is what I had, according to Keisha's website. Yep. And then Olathe Heritage, they only have four. If Olathe wins.
And Moore Hill Mounts Academy, Moore Hill also wins. A four-loss team. So you have 2-3-4 in that Perry substate, all with four losses.
And here's the other thing, too. Royal Valley just knocked off Nemahal. Royal Valley's the five seed right now in that substate with eight losses. Obviously, Perry's not going to move behind that.
But we've seen Royal Valley play Sabetha to a close game.
If Perry falls to number four, Perry could have to play Royal Valley. That could be a really big matchup in their substate.
Yeah, it's really going to be interesting to see how some of these substates roll down the stretch. But let's dive into some of the numbers tonight as the Blue Jays hold on and win at 61-54 as they clinch a share on the Big 7 League Championship here in 22 and 23. They got 17 for Marcus Bauman. He hit four threes tonight. Davis Roque added 16 and 4. He had a big second half, 12 of his 16 in the second half. Christian McAfee, business as usual there, 14 points and 8 rebounds, 10 and 7 for Matthew Garber. A little bit of a light night offensively for Garber, but again, it shows when other guys step up and you get three other players in double figures, this Blue Jays team is going to be hard to beat. And outside of that, Niehaus with 2, Preston Michael, 2 points as well. Apparently Compton got a big night from Gunnar Ball, 19 points, 11 rebounds, 14 and 4 for Kale Gorski. Kneiper finished with 12, 3 for Ty Williams, and then 2 apiece for Jack Golden, Eli Dean, and Tyler Reed. Koss had 5 turnovers, 24 rebounds, a couple of threes. They were 4 of 9 at the line. The stats unofficial. Blue Jays had 9 turnovers, 32 rebounds. They hit 12 of 18 second half free throws. They did not shoot a free throw in the first half. Obviously helped them down the stretch, going 12 for 18 in the second half. And then also, Sabetha hit 7 threes. That was one thing. The Koss came in, obviously a very capable three-point shooting team, but they struggled from behind the arc. They only hit 2, both by Gunnar Ball. Pretty balanced. Blue Jays had 2 from Garber, 4 from Bauman, 1 for Roque, and they finished with 7 triples. So obviously another stat you can point to as kind of a key difference in this game. So as we're down to now the final 2 games of the regular season in the Big 7, the Nemaha Central girls are the outright league champs, their 6th consecutive Big 7 league championship. Again, congrats to Haddon Hilchin and the Thunder there for doing that here tonight with their win over Royal Valley. And then again, the Sabetha boys, they clinched the share of the Big 7 league crown. They need to win one of their final 2 games to clinch the outright league championship. Holton has an outside shot. They would have to beat Sabetha on Friday and then would need Sabetha to falter in their final game on Tuesday next week against Hiawatha. Holton would need to win their final game as well. All right, real quick, our player to bank on, our player of the game, it's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. I'll kind of let us three maybe kind of bounce back and forth. I think you got 3 very capable bodies for the Blue Jays. Bauman was pretty consistent. Roque woke up in the second half, had a huge second half. McAfee, business as usual, with a near double-double. I think you could go with any one of those 3.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I thought Christian McAfee was fantastic in that second half. He had 2 early fouls, and he had a big third quarter that kind of built that lead, and then he had that huge offensive rebound at the end of the game. He might have got away with a foul on Gunnar Ball, but he sticked it back and put up to like a 6 or 8 point game. And
That might have been the biggest play of the game, that offensive rebound he had on that missed free throw and that put back. And yeah, got him back up to about 6, maybe 7 at that point, but that was a huge swing in the game. And yeah, he dominated the second half. 14 and 8 was his totals. He only had 2 and 2 at halftime, so 12.6 rebounds in the second half.
Yeah, and it's really hard when you have these guys this close together to really pick one. I mean, you can make a really, really good case for Marcus Bauman to get it. With the way he was hitting the three-pointers and what he did offensively, I mean, he had the most points for the Blue Jays as
17,
well.
Yeah.
I don't really know if you can go wrong with picking anybody. I mean, it's just so hard to pick one of these guys right now. Consensus, we all have to pick one together. So
we can all be, you know, there's no rules here. We can do co-players of the game, Bauman and McAfee. How about that? 17 and 4 for Marcus Bauman, 14 and 8 for McAfee, our co-players of the game. Easy and done. Brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So that's going to do it for us here tonight. Again, down to the final 2 games of the regular season after tonight. Don't forget, mentioned earlier in the broadcast, we'll have some coverage of Sabetha hosting a regional wrestling tournament coming up on Saturday. We'll have coverage here on the Sabetha channel from start to finish there. 9 o'clock Saturday morning start time. I'll be here helping that broadcast out as the Sabetha Blue Jays wrestling team, one of the best in the state, ready to send a lot of bodies to the state tournament here in a couple of weeks, and they will have that regional tournament here on Saturday. So again, the Blue Jays sweep it here tonight in 2 great games. Sabetha girls beating Perry LeCompton in the first one, 30-29. Blue Jays in the nightcap, 61-54, to clinch a share of the Big 7 league championship. For Mike behind the camera, Jake in studio, Trent and Logan, I'm Brandon. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll talk to you Friday night for more high school hoops here across the MSC Sports Radio Network.